We've got farmers in the west of Northern Ireland glad to hear the rain we witnessed over the weekend beginning to ease off, isn't it?
It is. Well, it is starting to, Karen. Obviously, there are still a few heavy showers expected, especially around lunchtime, but nothing like what we witnessed at the weekend in counties Tyrone and Fermanagh. A lot of farms have been affected, saturated ground, so any rain that will happen today is obviously going to increase the runoff and all the rest of it, but things are starting to look slightly better anyway. Thank goodness, Storm Desmond is finally away. And I've been talking to agri contractor and farmer Barry Reid, who's just outside Maguire's Bridge, who was badly affected by the storms we last seen in 2010, and just to see how things fared out for him this time round.
This time when we have flooded, it has been a lot more extensive. Flood water in our yard was in the region of 3 foot deep, flooded into some of the sheds to a depth of about 14 inches. We had to move about 200 sheep plants from other sheds that were higher or to other farms. Fortunately, living in an area with a good community spirit, our neighbours all pulled together. Anybody that had a spare shed rang us, said, no problem, move them up. As we transferred the sheep, we transferred cattle out of the yard. We were very appreciative of our neighbours and friends for doing that. The grain, we're having to let the water soak out of it a wee bit more, and we're just waiting for gas to be delivered to start drying it again on Thursday or Friday, whenever the wet weather settles down a wee bit.
And what sort of financial damage are you looking at?
We have somewhere in the region of 40 to 50 tonne to re-dry. How much that's going to cost, we don't really know. We haven't actually got it out of the sheds yet. And this time, however, there's more grain actually lost with the flood, because the flood stayed up longer, and as it went out, it actually carried some of it out of the shed. More straw damage this time. Machinery, again, there's about £150,000 worth of actual implements were underwater. This Saturday afternoon, we started track of what the river was rising, and it was rising roughly about an inch an hour from 3 o'clock until 7 or 8 Saturday night. From 8 o'clock through to midnight, it started rising about an inch and a half an hour. Between 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden the river rose 5-6 inches an hour. Where we are, it never rises that fast. Part of it is probably because there's been flood defences done further upstream, and now they're just pushing it down onto the farmland. They are saving the villages, which I understand, but they're dumping it on local farmers. We're being left to pick up the bill for it instead of the government bodies. If they're going to move the water from the towns onto us in the countryside, they're going to have to do something to try and help us cope better with it.
And what response then from the Department of Agriculture?
Well, Noel, I spoke to Michelle O'Neill about what support there is for farmers out there, and there's not much, to be honest.
Anybody who's in any doubt, they should turn to our flood maps. We have a website where you can actually go on, take a look at what are the potential risks of flooding to your land. But also, obviously, during any flooding event, no matter who you are, if it's a farmer or a business or a resident, if there's any risk of flooding to property, we encourage everybody to use our floodline. I would certainly appeal to farmers to be very careful, because obviously flood water is very dangerous, and driving through it should be absolutely avoided.
So there you go, not a lot to be done really when we do have rainfall on Storm Desmond proportions, but that floodline number for anybody that does need to talk to anybody is 0300 2100.
And the markets then?
At the Marts, U-3 steers and heifers sold at an average of 312 pence per kilo, and in Mazarine, lambs sold from 290 to 318 pence per kilo. And the full mark report this morning comes from Noel Erskine in Omagh.
241 calves, first quality bull calves 330 to 450, second quality 235 to 300, heifer calves 260 to 345, first quality Friesian bull calves from 120 to 200, second quality 45 to 70. Smaller short bullocks sold a top of 1170 for 644 kilo blonde. Medium weight bullocks to 895 for 464 kilo Charlie, 193 pence. Lightweight bullocks to 830 for 372 kilo Charlie, 223 pence per kilo. Heifers sold a top of 1020 for 620 kilo Charlie. Medium weight heifers to 880 for 445 kilo Charlie, 198 pence. Fat cows, so first quality beef cows from 110 till 134 pence per kilo. First quality Friesians from 80 till 102, second quality 45 to 65. Milk cows sold from 1080 to a top of 1300 for a first calver. Sucklers sold from 1020 to a top of 1250 for a first calver with a bull calf. And this Friday night, we have a special sale of taxal ewes with a sale commencing at 7:30.